Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Above Ground Underground Podcast. This podcast is brought to you every week on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Time by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley. I will be doing this show every week for you because right now our country is facing amazing terror of what our future could bring with the situation of the Democrat socialists possibly taking control of the whole government around us. It's a very dangerous situation, and we have got to be involved and we have got to be aware. And my purpose in this podcast is to keep the American people aware and to know what's going on around us so that we can know exactly what we must do to be able to make America stay democratic and to keep America great and not let it fall into the hands of those who hate us and want to destroy us. Last week, I was talking to you about many of the things that are hitting America today, about the socialism that is really possibly coming our way. And right now, the most important thing we can do, even more important than studying the news, is to pray. So let's pray together and start off correctly. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you love us. You proved your love for us. And as we have said so many times, God bless America. You have always blessed America. And you want to bless America again. But God, you made us to have a free will. People need to turn to you. You won't force anyone. And I pray that you open the hearts of America again to your love and your mercy and your salvation, and that you save our country and spare us of the evil of socialism that threatens to tear our nation apart. We know you love us, we know you care about us, and we know you will protect us. And I pray that we will turn to you. Bless this podcast and help us to have a time that is honorable to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week, I was talking to you about many of the things that are hitting the country today and many of the things that we face today. And I wanted to continue in that same vein because we couldn't finish all the information. Though I fully believe that President Trump won this election, there's no doubt about it. And I fully know that he has had it stolen from him. And so did we. If the presidential election was stolen from President Trump, it was stolen from you and stolen from me. Yet right now, as we said last week, the most important thing is to make sure that we win these runoff elections in Georgia on January 5th, 2021. That means everything. If we lose those elections, everything is finished. The country will disappear so quickly. You know, right now, how can we expect the deep state to investigate itself? It's impossible. It's like trying to tell a thief to investigate what he stole and to put himself in prison. The deep state now is so corrupt and so evil, and they are swamp creatures that will never say they did something wrong. This morning, as a matter of fact, so sadly, Attorney General William Barr said that he has found no systematic fraud in this election. Can you believe that? He said he found nothing that would change the election. He has seen nothing that would indicate that there was systematic corruption throughout. Hard to believe. We have a great love for William Barr. But it's hard to believe that he would even say that. Why? Because he comes from the swamp. It doesn't matter how much he loves the country. He has all the others. So it's impossible to trust this government to investigate itself when the government is the cause of everything that we're going through today. It will come a time, my fellow brothers and sisters, American patriots, when the only thing we will have left will be another revolution. And we might be there right now. It is because this thing's gotten out of control. They built this and empowered this beast that is all around us today. If you think about it, it was not the federal government that set up the state governments. It was the state governments of the United States of America that set up the federal government. And yet they have taken complete control of the whole country. And we have no rights anymore. It's coming to a time that we will have to face a choice as an American people, that we will either be willing to give our lives, our blood, and our sacred honor to preserve the nation that we love, or we will be overrun by, hard to believe it, it's a term that we've never heard before, Marxist fascist. They have come together and created a hybrid system that is seeking to pull us all into it and to control our very lives. The beast that has been set up by the deep state, these swamp creatures, has now turned on the people. They have turned on you. They have turned on me. They don't care if we prosper, if we die. They only care about power. Benjamin Franklin said, "You have a republic if you can keep it." Well, it's obvious that we are losing it. We are not keeping it. That great republic that was voted on, that people died for, so many patriots died to fight the revolution, to bring the Constitution to us now today, is facing total destruction, is on life support. It has to be investigated outside of the government. They will never condemn themselves, and every one of them is guilty. That's why the American people love President Trump. We voted for President Trump because we wanted someone outside of the deep state, outside of the government, because we know the government is corrupt. And that's why the government hates him. If Donald Trump can win again, and he takes four more years, or if he wins in 2024, the first thing he should do is fire everybody in the leadership of the CIA. Everybody in every function. And he has so many swamp creatures right in the White House that have turned on him. You know, so corrupt and so unfaithful and so unpatriotic and so treasonous. The hatred, their contempt, their desire to destroy the U.S. Republic as she was prescribed and determined to be by the U.S. Constitution, which is the law of the land, is so evident around us. And the only thing we can do to destroy it is to be willing to fight, to bring down a government that is no longer the government that we voted for when we ratified the U.S. Constitution. This is not America. What they want to bring is certainly not America. It's like the Soviet Union. So we have got to be willing to fight and to stand up, or America is gone, my friends. If the Democrats win the election in Georgia, if they win both of those houses, even both of those races, those runoff races, they will own both houses of the U.S. Congress. And they will have no impediment. You say, well, we have the Supreme Court. No, we won't have. They'll add to the Supreme Court, and everything they want to do will be done. They must be condemned. They must be stopped. We must stand up to the radical new Democrat Socialist Party. That's their name. You should never call it Democratic Party. There is nothing democratic about it. Look what they did in this election. They just rolled over sanity. They just rolled over decency. And they destroyed it with fraud and corruption and stole the election from a president who absolutely won it in a landslide race. What will you do about it? Short of a civil war, the runoff elections in Georgia, the true America's only hope will either stop socialism's march, stop America from goose-stepping into socialism at a very rapid pace, or we will lose it and we will lose America. It's really our choice. Now, some of you said you're not going to vote in Georgia if you're from there because the election is corrupt. That is not the right choice. No matter what happens, you need to go out there in great masses and vote for these Republican candidates. I'm not a Republican, but these two candidates love God. They love the country. They hate abortion. They support everything you support, and they are against everything we're against. You need to go vote. Don't let anger or bewilderment or discouragement stop you. Believe me, the evil that we're facing now, if the Democrat socialists win, will be multiplied by 1,000 because it will become the United Socialist States of America. Make sure you go out and vote. The radical socialists have said it themselves. Chuck Schumer said, first we take Georgia, then we change America. And believe me, we can already see what they want to change it into. AOC said that they have to win the runoffs in Georgia so that they won't ever have to negotiate again. They can do what they want. She's an evil, evil woman. And she hates you. She hates America. Stacey Abrams, that pig-like woman in Georgia, said, we will change America and then we will change the South. She's right. She says she's already got 900,000 ballots. She's ballot stuffing, harvesting. She's not even hiding it because they know that so many of us don't stand up to them. It's time to fight back. It's time to use some of their own logic against them and to make sure that America no longer has to face this great threat, a danger, an evil, far worse than ISIS ever presented to Americans. ISIS was evil and rotten, but this is at home. We are supposed to fight terrorists and evil, foreign evil and domestic. This is domestic terrorism, and they're coming for you. They're coming for your family. They're coming for your job. They're coming for your life. They're coming for us. We've got to be willing to stand up and fight. Now, what we want to do now is we want to talk about, and it's not a pretty sight, but we want to imagine, let's just imagine for a moment that the Democrats win the House of Representatives, that the Democrats win the U.S. Senate, and they have the White House. They have everything. They own the government. They own America. What would be the steps that America would see happen that would lead us very quickly, I'd say within the first 6-7 months that they take office? They'll do it quickly because they will know that if they don't install socialism immediately, that if in the next election in 2 years, if the Republicans bounce back, they'll change everything. But look at Obamacare. Obamacare is just one socialist law that was put into our government, and we still can't get rid of it. The Democrat socialists, if they win the both houses of Congress and the White House, they will very quickly install their rules and their laws and pack the court very quickly so that they can get them never overruled as unconstitutional. Let's look at some of the steps. Take a look at the steps that will take place when a free republic is fundamentally transformed into a socialist totalitarian state. I might go a little overtime today because I want to get through this. I want to give you all of them, and they're powerful, so bear with me, but I think you'll appreciate it. First of all, number one, the first thing that will happen, a socialist president is elected whose administration is controlled and directed by the extreme liberal socialist left arm of his party. Happening now, already happened. He wasn't elected, of course, but he stole the election, and he's got one of the most powerful tools to make sure that he keeps it, the media. They are behind him. This is a perfect example of a color revolution where they have basically locked us out of the media. Remember Hunter Biden and his laptop? We couldn't say anything because they're at all costs. The media will make sure that this illegitimate, unelected man, this old, terrible, senile piece of crap who wants to call himself president, will be able to sit behind that great desk in the Oval Office illegitimately. They don't care. Every dictator is illegitimate. No people ever voted for a dictator. And that's what's coming. Number two, their party platform will be developed to take advantage and to deepen, spread, and entrench social and racial bitterness that will erupt as a result of the election. And it will be said that political, social, and income inequalities exist throughout this society, and that's why they're going to change the nation. In other words, they're going to take everything you work for, everything you strove for, and they're going to give it to those who never did. That's what's coming to America, my friends. Think about it. This new administration, number three, will launch a Democrat socialist revolution. They've already done that. That started in the summertime, in those great peaceful protests that burned down buildings, destroyed businesses, killed people, killed police officers, called for defunding the police. That has already happened. That is a Democrat socialist revolution. And we cannot stand idly by and let it really come mature into something that cannot be taken away. So they will launch their Democrat socialist revolution that will bring about the writing of a new constitution. You will see it. It will come. And the enactment of an anti-capitalist, pro-socialist, and populist civil, social, and economic policies that will never look like America again. Number four, the socialist government will pass an enabling act. Maybe you've heard that term before. That's exactly what Hitler did. By the way, the first thing Hitler did was take the guns. And they've already said they're going to have a forced buyback of guns. They better not come to my house. They better bring a lot of people. How about you? I hope we still have the wherewithal and the cojones to do that. We will see. But the first person to ever pass an enabling act was Adolf Hitler. That's how he took over the whole government. It was a Democrat republic before the Weimar Republic. And when he came to power, he basically burned down the parliament building to make it look like the Jews did it and used it as an example and a purpose and a reason to take everybody's rights away. The temporary enabling act, it's called the temporary permanent enabling act that he did, is what he built the whole Third Reich on. And that's what they will do also in America if the socialists take over our country. They will pass an enabling act that makes the fundamental transformation of a free republic into a government-controlled one totally possible and real. The first use of the enabling act will be the confiscation of all weapons owned by citizens of the nation. All guns will be declared illegal. Why? Because then we can't fight back. They know. They know very well that we are very well equipped, and that though the government is huge and we could probably not win that war, I hope we could, but we could certainly give them a long war for many years. And the first thing they do, they will seize our guns through their enabling act. That enabling act will be passed to Congress. It will go through their PAC court and be declared constitutional. Right now, look what they're doing just because of COVID, because of a virus. They are using laws that are totally unconstitutional and using the virus as the excuse for doing it. Even state Supreme Courts have upheld governor's rules and laws that are totally unconstitutional because we're in a virus situation. The Constitution doesn't die in a crisis. The Constitution is more necessary during a crisis, but not according to socialists, not according to Democrat socialists. Not according to traitors who hate America. Six, through the passage of the Enabling Act, the socialist government will enact a vast array of federal government-controlled and state government-controlled regulated social, health, and environmental policies into law. The Green New Deal, up to $90 trillion will be passed into law and we will be forced to obey it. All these things will have the catalysts and the strength behind them as the COVID and the revolution, the poverty in America, and the need to take everybody's money and spread the wealth around. Socialism is the stepson of communism, Marxism. And the goal of socialism, even Lenin said, is Marxism. And they will take this money and create equality. Everybody says we want equality. We will have it. Equal poverty. Nobody will have any more than anybody else. And it will be measured of how little you have, not how much you have. The massive new socialist agenda will be primarily funded by massive local, state, and national tax increases, including wealth taxes. Between 75 and 80% of your wealth will be taken by the government, which will be placed only on the wealthy. And the government will declare who is wealthy and who is not. Number 8, the Enabling Act will give the socialist government the power to determine the criteria of designating who's wealthy. I don't feel wealthy, but maybe they'll consider me so because I oppose their government. There's no justice for all, only justice for some. And justice for some and not for all is injustice every time. Excuse me, sorry about that. Number 9, the Enabling Act will grant the socialist government the statutory authority to legally pass laws aimed at the redistribution and wealth. In socialism, there is no private property. Everything belongs to the state. The first thing that has to go is religion before you can have a socialist society. Faith in God has to be declared gone because it's all about worshiping the state, not worshiping a living God. That's already happened in America. Look at where we are spiritually today. That's what's empowering this possibility. Bernie Sanders, AOC, they're all atheists. They could never have the power they have today if America was a land of faith still. So we need to look to ourselves about that. Because unless we have faith, we can't even fight back. And our whole revolution against this has to be based on our faith in Jesus Christ and on our knees. Otherwise, it will never work. The Enabling Act will force the sole goal of the socialist revolution is regulation of markets and business. Number 12, the Enabling Act will authorize the socialist government to cancel all student debt and make all public universities free. Nothing is free. Somebody pays for it. You do. I do. Don't even listen to that. There is nothing free. There is no free lunch. Everybody has to pay for it. Somebody paid for it. Nothing is free. But they will give your largesse, your wealth, to those who don't even know how to get their butts out of bed. That's what's coming today. The Enabling Act will also make all private universities and colleges unlawful. Everything must be owned by the government. Because of the high taxes imposed by the socialist government, the Enabling Act will serve as a mandate to take control of all industries and every aspect of the economy, including full control of all stock exchanges and future markets and commodities markets. In other words, your retirement is gone. It will all die. Unfortunately, Wall Street doesn't care if we have a socialist government or a capitalist government because they only care about money. So they're not much better than the Democrats themselves. They don't care what system they're working in as long as they can keep their money. But they don't realize it's all going to be gone. Even the media is so stupid. They support these people not realizing that the power of free speech will be gone and they'll be controlled and told what to say. They already are. The Enabling Act will be a useful tool that will provide the socialist government the desired resulting effects of a very high oil prices, reduced salaries, single-payer health care, and a vast reduction in military spending because we'll be owned by China. Next week, in my next podcast, I'm going to be talking about some of the things that we're going through with China. And you'll be amazed how much Joe Biden is owned by them. You probably already know so much is going to happen with a President Joe Biden. We used to joke about him having his pudding cup. This is not a joke anymore. He is 1 inch from the White House. It's a very scary proposition. The Enabling Act will be used whenever the socialist government artificially or authentically recognizes, expects, or induces socially, politically, and civilly violent reactions to the economic plight that will result from the socialist political, social, and economic measures. Poverty is coming to America if they win. If you don't vote in Georgia, guys, poverty is coming to America if they win. We want to preserve what we are. If we can win Georgia and keep the Senate, we can come through this time and put them out of office next time. But if we lose, it's all over. The Enabling Act will be employed to enforce the socialist government's decisions to greatly curtail or suspend civil liberties such as, but not limited to, free speech, civil disobedience, anti-government discourse, and or social media. It's already started. I've been banned from Facebook for many months simply because I support Donald Trump. I'm banned from YouTube simply because I made videos in support of Donald Trump. I wear it as a badge of honor, as should you, because I refuse to submit to them. I refuse. Joe Biden will never, in any way, shape, or form, be my president. Never. He will be my enemy, and he is now. The Enabling Act will demand that all forms of oral or written, public or private opinions be scrutinized, adjudicated, and punishable by law when deemed to be against the social and political and economic well-being of the socialist government. Sounds scary. Sound like 1984? Big Brother? Oh my gosh. It's Big Brother on steroids. That's what's coming. So we had better be ready for this. Through the Enabling Act, the physical well-being of the general public will be the sole responsibility of the state and the cost of such. That means they own you. Whether you live or die will be their choice. Because of the great cost of keeping citizens healthy, the Enabling Act will give the socialist government wide latitude to decide, A, what care should or should not be given to a patient? B, who should and should not receive socialist government paid care? C, when the public can and cannot eat? D, what can and cannot be served in public forums? E, when the socialist government deems it necessary to consider end-of-life measures. In other words, when they think you're done. Joe Biden has already appointed Ezekiel Emanuel. I've done so much research on this man. Rahm Emanuel's brother, former chief of staff for Obama and mayor of Chicago. Zeke Emanuel thinks that if you live 75 years, that's long enough. You should be forced to die. Well, he's in the administration of a president who's 78 because they know he won't be there long. As I've said many, many times, Joe Biden is a conduit. He is a pipeline to bring death to America and bring socialism at our door and in our living rooms. 21, the last one. The Enabling Act will be the catalyst for the socialist government to fundamentally end private property and to pass land reform legislation that will eliminate large estates and redistribute it to benefit the poor. That's what's coming. Now, you can say that's all pie in the sky. You can say that's ridiculous. That's just a creative mind. What I have is exactly the steps that Hugo Chavez followed and that Fidel Castro followed when they took over their countries, Venezuela and Cuba, and enacted socialism and destroyed vibrant, beautiful countries. Before this was done, by the way, Hugo Chavez also packed his court. He added 15 justices to his Supreme Court so that everything he passed remained a law and never declared unconstitutional. Venezuela, I think I've read this to you before, but let me read it again. Before these things were enacted that I just read to you, Venezuela was the fourth richest nation in the world, the richest nation in Latin America. It was four times richer than Japan. It was 12 times richer than China. And today, because of socialism, Venezuela has been transformed into a nation that has 87% of their population living below the poverty line. There's your example of what Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, AOC, Elizabeth Warren, right down the line, the whole clan, it's called the squad, but I call it the clan. That's what they envision for you and for the whole nation. All the disasters that Venezuela has gone through that has turned it into a land where the best place to eat is a garbage can is coming to America. It's coming to a city near you. They have allowed all the violence to take place so that we would become accustomed to it. Now, when they talk about the violence on the streets, that they call them peaceful protests with buildings burning behind the journalist who's lying to your face. When they talk about it, we just go to another channel. We don't even pay attention. Oh, I've seen that before. We've already become used to it. And that's exactly what they want. They are indoctrinated in America to accept national suicide. Not voting in the election, Georgians, is national suicide because it not only affects Georgia, it affects the whole nation. We will die of a lack of resolve. We will die of a lack of freedom. And when you open your mouth and say you don't like it, they will shut your mouth and make sure they pull you out of society. It's already happening. This is where we are today. I'm sorry I go a little bit over time. But America has the most crucial decision to make in the history of the Republic. We will continue to live free together and to work hard together, or we will decide that we have become dependent vassals of an all-consuming, vast, deep, and ruthless government that will control our every breath that we take. Is that what you want? America, my brothers and sisters, my patriotic brothers and sisters, America's destiny is knocking at our door. What will you do? What will we do? When they came to George Washington, they asked George Washington, "General, we need you to run for president to become the first president." He had already fought a war. He lost his health and had become old fighting war. He had won. And they said, "But we need you to still help us. We want you to be our first president." And his question was, "Have I not done enough for my country?" And of course, the obvious answer that needed no answer was, "No, there's more to do." My fellow Americans, there's so much more to do. This is not over. But unless we stand up, fight back, and be willing to give all, we will lose all. Sometimes better to lose some that we can keep some. Because if we aren't willing to give up something, we lose everything. This is why we voted for Donald Trump in the first place. And unfortunately, this has been stolen from him. I think he still has a great chance. They keep telling him there's no evidence. When I listen to these hearings in the states, I hear nothing but excellent evidence, proof of Democrat collusion, of Democrat fraud, of Democrat corruption. But the courts, no standing. You know that's a lie because it's all a plan. Because they know the second term of Donald Trump equals the end of the deep state. But the first term of Joe Biden equals the end of America. It's time. Let us do our best. Let us be willing to fight all the way to the end. If America, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, if America is good to live for, it's certainly worth dying for. Let us not say we have not done our best. And let us say I have not done enough for my country. I do these podcasts. I did lots of videos on YouTube and I was belittled. I was put down and I lost. I lost the right to do videos. I lost the right to have Facebook. I lost all that. Of all Americans, that even I'm just a little guy, I'm not well known, I don't think of myself big, I still, in my heart, need to know that I need to do my all, my everything, to ensure that I am free from the blood of all Americans when we lose our country. It does not have to be this way. We can fight back. We can stand up. We have to vote and we have to win Georgia. Go out and vote if you're from Georgia. Don't let them talk you out of it. Don't be discouraged. Stand up because our future depends on you. America, war's coming. If Joe Biden sits in the White House, the only way we can bring our country back will be a war. We have to be willing. Don't be afraid to fight that war. Thank you all very much for being patient. I went a little over time. And I hope that you will choose to support Eternal Affairs Media. It's a wonderful place. It stands up for your rights and mine. And if you could give a donation, that would be very good, or become someone who join it and go there often, invite other people to come and tell them about it. Eternalaffairsmedia.com is a wonderful, godly, and very patriotic site. Please get to know it and go there often. So I thank you very much for being with me. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and thank you for loving America. And together, we save our nation. Thank you, Jesus, for loving America. God bless America. Thank you.